This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which not only had jurisdiction over health care legislation, but also is a major player in energy legislation, better known as cap and trade. We want to get his latest thoughts and updates on that process on Capitol Hill, as well as his reaction, of course, to the president's announcement on Wednesday that more areas offshore were open for exploration. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Well, I know that you and Senator Vitter are primary sponsors of a legislative agenda called the No-Cost Stimulus Act, which you say would create millions of jobs if, in fact, many of these areas were opened up for offshore exploration. What's your sense of the economic impact of what the president announced on Wednesday?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think the economic impact is probably zero. Because what the president has done is what I will call a head fake. That is to say, he has said he is open to allowing those areas to be explored and for leases to be issued to allow their exploration. I think in point of fact, he knows darn good and well that the most radical environmental movements or organizations in the country will immediately file suit to block any actual activity, any actual exploration for oil or production of oil, and that while this will look politically good for him because it'll appear like he's embracing the utilization of America's energy resources, he knows darn good and well nothing will actually happen because these areas, which he is allegedly opening, will be tied up in litigation for probably decades. And in fact, no oil will be explored for and no oil will be produced or natural gas.
Well, if offshore drilling in any capacity is going to be tied up for years in legal wrangling, how would the No-Cost Stimulus Act avoid that?
Well, what we say in that legislation is that there should be a limit on the length of time that any legal challenge can take. Interestingly, I went to ANWR 2 years ago, and while I was there, I was briefed on my way in about new oil and natural gas leases that had been issued off of the coast of Alaska. And in the middle of the briefing, the young man said, well, now we've issued 290, or maybe it was 1,300, new oil leases. However, lawsuits have been filed against them. And I stopped him and said, wait a minute, you say lawsuits have been filed against them. How many of them? And he said, well, every single one. And I said, you mean to tell me that you issued hundreds, if not thousands, of new oil leases for exploration, and every single one of them is now tied up in litigation? And he said, yes, Congressman, every single one of them is tied up in litigation. I came back. At that point, Democrats controlled the Congress. They were passing an energy bill. I went before the Rules Committee and said, look, here's my amendment to limit the length of such litigation to, I believe we proposed 1 year. But I said to the Rules Committee, make it 2 years, make it 2.5 years, make it something, but set a deadline beyond which these lawsuits must be resolved and we can actually begin producing the oil or the natural gas we need. They refused to take my amendment and they refused to insert their own amendment. And so far as I know, every single one of those leases is still tied up in litigation. Not a single moment has been spent exploring for or producing energy.
And in terms of other exploration, whether it's shale or other areas above ground on dry land, is that basically the same problem that you're running into, or is it a little bit different?
It's almost exactly the same. Interesting that you raise it. There are areas in Colorado. There are areas all throughout the Intermountain West where, in fact, lands have been opened, federal lands have been opened for exploration, and as soon as someone comes in and files and says, I want to explore in this area or that area, either a lawsuit is filed in federal court or, in many of these instances, administrative appeals are allowed to block the actual exploration. And so far as I know, almost no progress whatsoever is being made, and indeed, I don't believe any new actual exploration to speak of is occurring on federal lands, that is, because the radical environmental groups are using the nation's legal system, both the courts and the administrative procedures, to stop all activity.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman John Shattuck. And Congressman, I guess no rest for the weary after this extremely long fight over health care. It seems like the energy debate now coming back full bore with possibly also major debates over financial regulatory reform and immigration reform. What have you heard specifically from Chairman Waxman or the House leadership on either side about what's likely to happen next on the energy front? Is this essentially up to the Senate now to make their next move, or is there something we can expect on the House side as well?
Well, so far as I know on energy, we are kind of all holding our breath for the Senate to proceed to its next step on so-called cap-and-trade legislation. If there is a conclusion the Senate cannot move on that bill and does not move on some alternative, then I suspect the House at some point would begin to look at its own legislation to try to promote energy. At least I hope they will, but we'll see whether that's genuine and whether it's in fact forthcoming. Right now the ball is in the Senate's court.
Congressman, I know that you're retiring after this term, but obviously we're in the middle of a political season with health care and deficits and national security and immigration. Where does this energy issue stack up as you talk to your constituents?
Well, it stacks up as a very high priority if it is done to create jobs. Every single person in this economy that I know of has a friend or a relative who's lost his or her job and is suffering as a result of the economic downturn. We know that we have to continue to consume energy, and the notion of consuming foreign energy rather than producing domestic energy, putting foreign workers to work and leaving domestic workers unemployed, makes no sense. And so I think the body politic is very anxious to see us do some things to try to begin actually producing a greater quantity of American energy, thus having us spend less money overseas and put Americans to work, not foreigners. And I think, quite frankly, that's the motivation behind the president's announcement to at least appear like he's doing something to produce American-made energy, though, as I've said earlier, I think it's a head fake. I don't think he means to have anything actually occur.
Do you think the head fake will attract enough votes for him to get this done?
Well, the American people, in my experience, have proven to be pretty smart. They see through false claims. They recognize when someone's not being genuine. And if, in fact, I'm right and litigation blocks everything that he's proposing, I think he's in grave danger, because I think the history, at least, of politics in my lifetime is if politicians make a promise and then break their word, for example, if they claim they're going to clean up Washington and put negotiations on C-SPAN and, in point of fact, allow backroom deals, the body politics becomes angry. And if they find out that the president will not put any limits on this litigation and that, in point of fact, nothing does actually happen to produce more American energy, then I think they'll be angry.
Congressman, fascinating to learn the background to all this. Thank you very much for being with us, as always.
My pleasure.
Arizona Congressman John Shattuck represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.